Every time we drive a car or truck, we lay our financial security on the line. I'm Karen Krozek from Peruski Insurance, your auto owner's agent in Bad Axe. If you have a fleet of cars or trucks in your business, see us at Peruski Insurance for low rates on commercial auto coverage.
If a truck loses its load, it can cause thousands in damage. This is Dave Peruski. If the driver of a company vehicle is at fault, you may be liable for much more than only the vehicle on the policy. If your company is carrying cargo of any kind, you need it covered. Call us and find out how little it may cost to improve the amount of your coverage. It will give you greater peace of mind every time you see that fleet vehicle leave the lot.
You'll assure your future and help make sure your company's future is secure. We are your no-problem auto owner's agents.
We're Peruski Insurance Agency at 104 Scott Street between Clemco Printing and Braden Tire in Bad Axe.
Stuff. It's raining rebates at Obley Motor Service in Obley. Buy two Napa Exact Fit wiper blades and get a $5 rebate. Buy two Napa Neoform wiper blades and get a $15 rebate. Get your vehicle in shape for the long winter ahead. Have Obley Motor Service check your belts, hoses, shocks, and tires. Obley Motor Service has sale prices now on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. And they have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
Welcome back to Hurt Field. It is halftime here, and the Bearcats and Bulldogs tied up at 6 apiece. I'm Rick Lozett, Jason Partica, and Bad Axe head coach Dave Rowland. They're back in the box here with us, and we were just kind of talking prior to the start of this third quarter. If you're a Bearcat fan, are you a little nervous sitting on the edge of your seat out there?
I don't think so, not right now. You know, maybe get nervous in the fourth quarter. There's still a lot of football to be played.
Well, the Bearcats will go on defense to start the third quarter. They opened up the ballgame with the football, and we'll see what type of adjustments each team has made. And Coach, you mentioned this earlier in the first half. I'm sure there was quite a discussion in the Bearcat locker room here at the break.
Oh, hold on to the football. That's going to be the number one thing. And then Coach Becker would have to make some adjustments on that option, making sure that everybody understands what their job is.
There was a uniform change as well. I got to let you guys know here instead of trying to decipher. Tyler Peruski is going to be wearing number 47 this half. He had a tear in his jersey. I was just informed of that. So on your programs, mark Tyler Peruski down from 20 to 47.
Vanderwagen on the return for the Bulldogs. He'll bring it out over the 25 to about the 29-yard line. And that's where they'll have it first and 10.
Ravenna going from left to right. Probably dressed in their black with the orange number and black pants. Set up in a 5-2.
From the Ravenna 29-yard line. The handoff goes to Vanderwagen. He'll bring it out over the 30 to about the 34-yard line. Vanderwagen picking up close to 5 on that play. Second down coming up.
Peruski made a nice hit out there, so I don't know if he felt nervous, got hit in the stomach, feeling a little bit of the flu, but he's still in there hitting people.
Second down, too big of a game to, unless you're, really, really not feeling well. Too big of a game to pull out now. Second down for the Bulldogs. Vanderwagen on the handoff. Vanderwagen spins his way out over the 35 to about the 37-yard line. Well, that will bring up third down.
Yeah, this is the type of game here. It's got to be broken bones, torn muscles, something like that. It keeps even broken bones. It depends where it's at. It probably won't keep some of these kids up. So, you get this far, you don't want to have to sit one out.
Big third down play for the Bearcat defense here to start this third quarter. Third and 3 on the Ravenna 36-yard line. Tied up at 6 coming out of the halftime break. Just underway here in the third quarter. Cortade going to tuck it in, run it himself, faked on the option, and ran into his own guy. Cortade up towards the midfield now before he's finally taken down. So Cortade with almost a 13-yard gain on the play.
And Ubley, again, having a hard time with that option there. And Ravenna doing a good job running that play and keeping the Ubley defense off balance and picking up a first down.
They'll spot the football just outside the 49-yard line.
Looks like the Ubley defender is trying to play cat and mouse with them, and you can't do that. You got to go up there and make the hit and leave the rest of the work to your other teammates.
First and 10 for the Bulldogs. 10:15 to play, third quarter, 6-6 is our score. The handoff to Ryan Nutt, and Ryan Nutt stacked up near midfield. Pickup of about a yard. Second down coming up. Actually give him closer to 2 on that play. We'll call it second down and 8 for the Bulldogs in Bearcat territory on the 49-yard line. The winner of this game will go up against either Ishpeming or McBain, and right now it's looking more and more like Ishpeming. They are leading 36-8 over the Ramblers of McBain. Second down and 8. The handoff to Vanderwagen. Vanderwagen taken down near the 45-yard line. A pickup of 4 on the play. Third down coming up.
And there's that counter play that we had talked about earlier.
Tyler Pruski making the tackle.
Ravenna moving the ball much like that first drive from Ubley. Just small chunks of yards, doing a pretty good job moving the ball. Faced with a 3rd and 4 right here, this Ubley defense needs to rise up.
9 minutes to go, third quarter, tied at 6. They'll split a receiver wide to the left. And they'll send a man in motion, that's Gardenauer. Corte, the quarterback, on the option, gives it to Vanderwagen. Vanderwagen at the 30. He might go all the way here. Vanderwagen finally taken down inside the 20-yard line. Closer to about the 12 or 13, depending on the spot.
Man, Ubley has no answer for that option play again. This time an option left. And Vanderwagen with plenty of room to roam. Corte could have taken the ball himself as well, I think, and picked up some pretty good yardage, but right now, the Ubley defense needs to come up with an answer for that option play, as they haven't had one yet.
First and 10 on the 13-yard line. That's where they'll spot it. The Bulldogs have it on the Bearcat 13. 8.5 to go in the third quarter, tied at 6. Cortade going to hand it to Vanderwagen. Vanderwagen into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravenna. So just like the Bearcats did on their opening drive of the football game, Ravenna does it. Their opening drive of the second half. And they take the lead for the first time this afternoon with 8:22 to play in this third quarter, 12-6. The extra point try coming up.
It looks as if Ubley doesn't have anybody to cover that pitch man. You have somebody to cover the quarterback, but then when the quarterback pitches, they're making an excellent block out there, but nothing is... There's not anyone there to make the hit.
Ravenna going for 2 on the conversion try, and it will fall incomplete in the end zone. 12-6. Bulldogs with the lead. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
Good luck to the Ubley Bearcats from the Law Office of Amanda Rogenbuck and Associates of Cass City. In some civil matters, children's rights may be overlooked or completely disregarded. Because she cares about tomorrow's leaders, attorney Amanda Rogenbuck has invested the time and effort necessary to successfully represent children's rights in such matters. For more information or a consultation, call 989-872-8881. 872-8881. Go Bearcats! From the law offices of Amanda Rogenbuck of Cass City.
What do you think of when I say the word retirement? Sunny days in Florida, a quiet lake in northern Michigan, playing golf every day? For a lot of people, their first thought is their Farm Bureau insurance agent. Farm Bureau Insurance has helped out thousands of Michigan people enjoy happier, more secure retirements. Their IRAs and annuities, a lifetime retirement income, big tax advantages, and competitive interest rates. And you get the quality protection of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company of Michigan, rated one of the 50 most outstanding life insurance.